decision to build new came basically last night as we announced it to the medical staff. MGH board met on Monday and gave their input and approved it, and we announced it to the staff this morning. The decision to build is one based on patient experience being even better than it could be, and doing that on a new campus and to build a hospital of the future. To design something that's not going to work just in 2013, but 2020 and 2030, rather than just renovating what we have.
Well, when we look at this now, obviously, I know that with the influx of capital that came with the Duke LifePoint option or the acquisition, this was something that was being looked at from the beginning, as I understand it, that this was a possibility all along. And it kind of reminds me of the situation at Northern right now with Jamrich Hall, where it was decided it would be easier and more better for planning for the future to build a new facility than try to renovate something that is out of date.
Yes, that's correct. It's if you could compare it to, say, a 70-year-old house that you love and would like to put a lot of money into it, but the option is to put the same amount or maybe a little more money into a new home that probably will be less maintenance, probably will be more efficient. That's the business decision that was made, and I'm real pleased for our community to have $290 million of construction that'll occur over the next three and a half years in Marquette.
We are speaking with MGH CEO Gary Muller today, talking about the announcement of a new MGH facility to be built in the near future. Gary, the obvious couple of questions are, first of all, with the existing facility, what happens with that? And then the other burning question is, where are you going to build something this big where you're looking at? What can you tell us at this point?
We have had very, very good discussions with the city manager, and our plan is to work closely with the city and find a site. We have the ability to have a site consultant come in that will help us work with the city of Marquette to find the site and to determine how that's going to be with maybe 30 or 45 acres. Our present campus is about 16 acres, so we want more space. The city has said there are sites, and we're going to evaluate them. The use of the present Marquette General Campus, we hope and plan to have in the city's planning process, that they're doing a real good job looking at the 3rd Street corridor. They're looking at transportation. And this campus, we would work with them somehow to donate or to trade land and find out how this present campus can fit into the city's plans.
I'm just curious, is the goal with the board, with the hospital, with Duke, to try to stay within the city limits, or is it within the region? What is the approach you're taking right now?
We intend to stay in the city of Marquette, provided there are 30 to 45 developable acres that we can use, and we think there are. So we're going to put all of our focus working with the city of Marquette and staying right within the city.
These are really somewhat surprising, but not that so much with this particular facility, because we know that the Marquette General facility has maintained spaces. Some of those buildings are considerably old, some of them new. This really seems like a logical step in the sense of with what you've been talking about, because it's not just a multi-bed facility. You're also talking about things like a physician's office and clinic center and cancer center and all of the things that go with being a level two trauma and all of the things that come with that. You need this space.
Yes. The present space is right at 800,000 square feet without a medical office building. The new campus, we intend to create 600,000 square feet plus another 170,000 for a medical office building. So we'll have actually a smaller footprint with a medical office building attached, which is a Our intention, again, is to have the patient come in to their doctor to find out how to make that experience from an outpatient the best. And then if they do need to come inpatient, it's a very close relationship with the hospital and to be right there. So the whole campus being new can be designed that way, and the patient can come in and have easier time, higher technology in terms of the registration, and then if they're coming from Newberry, Houghton, Delta County, they can make one visit. Don't reschedule. Come to our campus and have a great experience.
Gary Muller with us today, the CEO of Marquette General Hospital, with the announcement of the planned construction of a new facility. Just briefly, Gary, what happens next?
Yeah, the next step is to get a site consultant. That will be chosen very soon by LifePoint, and then begin working closely with the city of Marquette. That will happen. Then we determine from the site, you know, the planning will begin with design, and that will take between the two of those projects about a year. Then it'll take maybe two and a half years to construct. In the meantime, we're going to keep Marquette General clean and nice and provide quality services.